trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, we had to draw a plane flight.
I guess we're okay. I just forgot to ask you for, we're okay, Rob. We got the phone, but thank you. Gentlemen, you have a copy of the agenda. I don't think there's any corrections here today.
Yeah, 10 years.
Okay. Motion, please.
Make a motion we approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, October 21st, 2008, as in printed form.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the agenda as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. You have the minutes from the October the 7th meeting in printed form. Any corrections or additions? Being none, I'll take a motion.
Make a motion we approve the minutes for October 7th as in printed form.
Second.
Moving second that we approve the minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Correspondence, Jim?
We have two items. A letter from CHEER, Arlene Littleton, Executive Director, thanking Council for the donation for the new Greenwood CHEER Building Fund. And a letter from Delaware State Police Troop 4 Explorers, thanking Council for a donation to their Explorer program, which they said helped them to attend the National Law Enforcement Conference this past July. And they attached with the letter a picture of the youngsters who are a member of the Explorer program. That's all the correspondence I have.
Any other correspondence from Council? Being none. Good morning, Dave.
Morning. The first item is a proclamation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it coincides with the county's Health Awareness Week, which, as you can tell from the various displays in the building here, include displays about cancer, diabetes, fitness, and other health-related items. I'll go ahead and read the proclamation. Proclaiming the month of October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, whereas other than skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common type of cancer among women in this country, whereas the American Cancer Society estimates that 182,460 women in the United States will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in 2008, and whereas each year about 1,700 men are diagnosed with breast cancer, whereas an estimated 40,480 women and 450 men will die of breast cancer in 2008, and whereas the majority of women with breast cancer have no significant family history or other known risk factors, whereas early detection, awareness, and treatment are important factors in the fight against breast cancer, whereas the governor has initiated the International Global Landmarks Illumination Campaign in Delaware by throwing a switch to set Woodburn aglow in pink lights as a symbol of breast cancer awareness, and whereas every statistic is a loved one, and now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of October 2008 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month in Sussex County, encourages all citizens to continue their passion to promote breast cancer awareness all year long, every hour, every minute of every day.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved. Second.
Moved to second that we accept the proclamation as read by Mr. Baker. Mr. Cole. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
The next item is the University of Delaware Agriculture Extension Program, and with us today is Mr. Mark Isaacs, from the University of Delaware. The county's current budget, as in past years, includes a grant of $138,098 for the University of Delaware Agriculture Extension work. This amount is the same as in fiscal 2008. There were no increase. Mr. Isaacs is here to explain about his program and what this county grant money would be used for, and I'll turn it over to Mark.
Good morning. Thank you. I'd like to begin by first thanking
the council for supporting all of the programs on behalf of the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. The county funding is pivotal for us to be allowed to continue to do a lot of programs that are niche for this county. I'm sure you're aware that the funding at the federal level has been stagnant for quite some time. We've been extremely fortunate that we've worked with some of our partners at the state legislative level to couple your funding along with additional state monies to challenge some of the most prominent addressing issues related to our youth development, challenges with our agricultural profitability. And what I'd like to do this for the next couple of minutes is just give you a quick breakdown of what we do with the money that you've allocated to us. Our Sussex Extension Program this year, the county's providing a little over $65,000, and that money is spread across all of the disciplines with a major emphasis on youth and development and 4-H. As you know, there's challenging times for our youth. This is used for leadership training, for supporting many of our programs that are diverse all the way across the county. And it also supports our family and consumer science programs as well, which, as you can see downstairs from the exhibits, we're focusing on dietary issues, youth at risk when it comes to obesity, which is being an elevated issue, not only here in the county, but at the national level. $14,790 goes to support our Sussex Poultry Research, and that money allows us to focus on issues that are pertinent specifically to our poultry industry here. There's very little money that's available at the federal level when it comes to addressing grants or issues that are local needs. And what we've done with this money is we have an environmental poultry house that we partner with a company called Jones Hamilton that we've constructed, and we got state support for it. The monies that the county provides us allows us to do ongoing research in that environmental house to address and evaluate air quality issues, tree buffer programs for basically attracting and catching particulate matters and odor issues. The county also provides $26,690 to support our Sussex crops programs. Again, that's another area that at the federal level, there's no monies really for good applied research programs. Most of the monies now is being directed towards biotechnology initiatives. So this money has allowed us to look at everything from weed control issues, fertility evaluations, better nutrient management practices, water quality issues. And lastly, the county provides $11,429 to support our activities out of Lasher Laboratory, which, as you know, several years ago was a former USDA poultry building that we took over. The monies that the county provides allows us to have an ITV connection, which we are teaching classes out of there for Dell Tech students, parallel program, as well as there's a big increase here in the last 2 years for adult education with the priorities for our teachers to keep their certification levels up. And then lastly, the county's something that you've done the last 2 years, which has been really pivotal to expanding our safety programs, is providing support for Mike Love. Mike Love's position was with traffic safety, community traffic safety, and which was funded on a grant from Highway Safety. With your monies, we've been able to partner and expand programs that are addressing educating the Hispanic community on motor vehicle safety, on workplace safety. And as many of you know, Ron Jester used to be our safety specialist. He retired, and Mike kind of rolled over and then assumed some additional responsibilities. And the monies you provide have allowed us to expand our programs in that arena, which, as we all know, is very important. So with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions that the council may have. Funding. We did not ask for any increase this year. When I submitted the letter to Mr. Baker, I told him I know it's trying economic times, and we appreciate any support that the council has given us, and it's been a mainstay to allowing us to do what what we feel is pertinent to the county. So we greatly appreciate the support that the council continues to provide.
Any questions, gentlemen?
Not for me.
And in closing, I'd like to thank the three council members that will be retiring for the years of service you've done to the county, and for wish you the best of luck in your years of retirement.
Thank you. I thank them every week.
You do?
Yes.
He tells us he's going to miss us.
I do, especially Dale.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ride over and see him every day, every couple days.
I'll come over. You can take me to lunch, Mr. Cole.
That's right.
Thank you.
We're going to sit back with Dale.
Yeah.
Dave?
So the next item is the Wings and Wheels Fall Festival, and this coming Saturday on the 25th, the Delaware Aviation Museum will be sponsoring the Wings and Wheels Fall Festival at the County Airport in Georgetown. And this event is also co-sponsored by the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce. The county did provide a $1,500 grant towards the program this year, and I'd like to introduce Mr. John Kenny, from the president of the Delaware Aviation Museum, and Sean Carroll, who I know you're familiar with Sean and John both.
And, come on down.
Yeah, they're very active at our airport and with the museum, and they can explain about the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this year we kind of stepped up the Wings and Wheels. We've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years. It's been on kind of a small scale without any advertisement, anything like that, just kind of a local thing. And all of a sudden, some people wanted to get involved, like Chamber of Commerce and other people. They wanted to change it to a fall festival, Wings and Wheels Fall Festival, which was fine with us. And of course, it involves a lot more. A lot more work, a lot more advertisement, a lot of coordination meetings, and so on and so forth. And some time ago, we asked for a little seed money, shall we say, from the county, and we received that, and we're greatly appreciative of it. And I guess I'm more or less the one that's handling all the cars, and we expect to have quite a few cars. We have entries from out of state. I expect upwards of 200 to 300 cars there in the event. And Sean here has been in the aircraft then, and he can tell you what's going to happen there.
Yeah, since I've, in my opinion, been lucky enough to come over to Georgetown, to the Sussex County Airport, we've been trying to, John Kenny, myself, Larry Kelly, we've put hundreds of thousands of dollars of our own money into the museum and to try to promote this. This event is my eighth event, which I did it on my own with the fly-ins, and you guys probably remember 30, 40 aircraft overhead at one time. This time, we're very, very lucky. Gentleman by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Art Knowles, some of you might remember on Dick Cavett or Johnny Carson, Navy Academy plebe, who rode the world's smallest bicycle. Well, that guy, that plebe, was an incredible test pilot, and he has now got the world's only flying civilian Harrier. So we have the second show, or it's not a show, it's flying. We're going to have a Harrier at our show. The Commodore of the Atlantic Fleet, he might be bringing two Super Hornets in for free, the Harrier for free, which he typically gets a $35,000 appearance fee. P-40, P-47 Corsair, my Yak-9, MiGs, we got a lot of aircraft on the field, and these people are here to support us and try to make this an event. So basically, they're waiving good $100,000 worth of fees to come here to support us. They like what you guys are doing on the field, and once again, this is my eighth event, and I very much appreciate the seed money that you guys have given. And thank you. We'll make it happen. And one last thing is, whenever we have these events, we fill hotel rooms. We burn thousands of gallons of fuel. And I think my sortie date, or missions flown, currently is over 4,000 individual flights. And knock on wood, I don't think any of you have yelled at me too much, except for Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So
don't pick on
you me. Get a free flight, by the way. You didn't know that.
No, that's good. That's
yeah.
Good. That's
yeah, good. Just eat bananas.
One way?
As long as Jones is
yeah, the chute has got a you know,
Jones
camping pack in the
near
back.
That airport.
Why don't you teach him how to parachute?
Well, you know, you know why you eat bananas, don't you? They taste the same going down as they do coming up, so I'm looking forward to that. So. Anyway, if you guys have any questions, anyway, the operations end, we are treating this as a a very strict, sterile environment, zero tolerance for any kind of safety is paramount. Right. And as Mr. Higgin will tell you, there's zero tolerance for that. So we're at standard airport operations. No one buzzing the field, you know, scaring chickens or anything. So, but what we're trying to do is step it up. And also, we have reenactors this year. I'm very fortunate to where we could have thousands of reenactors here. I'll say 2,000 reenactors, tanks and half tracks and all that. And what the guy wanted to do is they wanted to actually have a parade through this beautiful circle and go to the air show. That's something to think about maybe for next year. But again, these guys are coming down at zero cost to us. Right. So it's going to be exciting. I'm pretty happy about it.
Dave, you got anything else?
It's Saturday.
This Saturday. Airplanes will be arriving on Friday.
Airplanes will be there on Friday, so
yes,
people
sir.
Could come out and look over the gate anyway.
Yes.
And if the council has any pull, they can hold the rain off for us. We
hopefully Mother Nature will treat us right. And that's this Saturday. I hope all the papers do advertise it because it is a great event. And it starts, registration says from 8 to 8 to 11. That's on this Saturday for the car. I assume, like you said, all the planes will be there early.
Yes, God willing, weather permitting, and if they don't break.
Absolutely, yeah.
60-year-old airplanes, I don't know what's wrong with them. They kind of break every now and then.
They kind of break. That's cool.
Are the events that the public can participate in from 8 to 3?
Yes, we actually have booths. We've got some vendors in there that we're putting up space. That's not my area, but we're trying to promote, like, I'm a big hospice guy. I love supporting hospice. And, you know, we'll do rides for hospice, which I've done before, the Boys and Girls Clubs. So we're trying to tie it into where, you know, we want to make the community know, okay, we got thousands of people coming here to where, let us know what you can do for the residents of this county. And it's worked well. I wanted to go a lot bigger, a lot faster, but, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's right.
Thank you.
I did want to mention Mr. Jim Hicken is here, our airport manager, and Garrett Dernoga from our FBO is also here. They've both been very active in working and helping with this project.
I didn't see him here, but yes, they have.
Yeah, Garrett just
nice
he screamed in here just a couple minutes ago. I understand. Anything else, Tim?
No, love to have you. And if you ever want to have a return stay in the hangar again, let me know. I think it turned out really good that last time we did it, a few years back. So
excellent.
Okay,
thank
guys.
You very
and
much.
And good luck to whoever's leaving, whoever's staying. Don't forget us.
We'll need good luck, Vance, and I will be.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next item is Super Green Options, and I wanted several.